This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Iran-backed groups in the Middle East say thousands of their fighters are offering to come to Lebanon to join with the militant Hezbollah group in its battle with Israel amid fears the situation could escalate to a full-blown war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Thousands of fighters in the Middle East have offered to join Hezbollah in Lebanon in its fight against Israel, according to officials. Fighters from Iran-backed groups have said they're ready to join Hezbollah's fight against Israel if the conflict erupts into a full-blown war. Whilst almost daily exchanges of fire have been taking place since October last year, the situation has worsened this month. An Israeli airstrike killed a senior Hezbollah military commander in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah retaliated by firing hundreds of rockets and explosive drones into northern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands are protesting in Tel Aviv Sunday night against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition and for a deal that would release the hostages held in Gaza since October 7th.
The only way to reach a change here is to kick this government out and to kick the extreme people and to make sure that we stop killing each other. It's time to end the war, to bring back the hostages.
Protesters claim they want to save lives not just on the Israeli side, but on the Palestinian side as well. The Russian Interior Ministry reported that gunmen opened fire at a synagogue, an Orthodox church, and a police post in Russia's North Caucasus region of Dagestan. One priest, one church guard, and two police officers were killed. Six people were wounded in the attacks, and two of the attackers have been shot dead. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, you can visit us at voanews.com and also download the app.